Good morning, little children. If you are very good, I'll tell you a lovely story about Red Riding Hood. I'll tell you of the wicked wolf whom in the woods she met. Her mother told her not to stop, but children will forget. She told the wolf where Grandma lived and said, "My granny is sick." And then the wolf said, "Flowers fresh for granny you should pick." And while she stopped to pick the flowers, the wicked wolf, he ran to granny's house, where he lifted the latch, and then all the trouble began. Now listen carefully, children dear, and the rest of the story you shall hear. The wolf hopped into Grandma's bed, where he had never been. When Little Red Riding Hood knocked at the door, he shouted loud, "Come in!" "Oh, Granny dear, your eyes and ears are so very big today. The better to see you with my child and hear what you have to say." "Oh, Granny dear, your teeth are so big," to the wicked wolf she said. He answered, "The better to eat you with," and jumped right out of bed. But the red cloak Granny gave her was magic, so you see. The wolf could not hurt her, though I admit she was frightened as she could be. She ran and he followed her into the woods, where she met a hunter bold, who shot the wicked wolf, and now she always does as she's told. Red Riding Hood does as she's told. And now, my dear little children, I hope you will remember the experience of Little Red Riding Hood and always do as you're told.